الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. تقبل الله الطاعة. Today's khatra will be about something. You know, I told you one of the main umbrellas that I'm working underneath it is correcting or fixing misconceptions. حاول تصحيح بعض المفاهيم. Those who were with us just a few hours ago when I finished when I did my khatra, the last thing I said, if you remember, was what? دعوا مرضاكم بالصدقات أو بالصدقة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Which means if you want to your illness, you yourself or anyone related to you to be recovered, to be healed, so pay the sadaqah. The concept of to be recovered because of the sadaqah, or the concept of al-ruqya. You know al-ruqya? What is the ruqya? It is reciting some chapters from the Quran, some verses from the Quran on someone who's facing a mental or a physical health problem in itself to be healed and to be recovered. Ruqya shari'a. It's part of our religion and it's a part of our faith, no doubt. Okay? But let's see the misconception. Some people who think that they are facing envy, hasad, or they are facing magic, okay? Mas'ureen, for example. They go to quote-unquote shuyukh to do what? Ruqya on them. Does this happen in all Muslim world or not? So now, whether I'm doing ruqya by myself or I'm doing there for someone else, or whether I'm paying the sadaqah with the intention, I want to fix the misconception of doing something for the case of something else to be achieved. And the big misconception. Now, for many reasons, indirectly, many Muslims, they are of the idea that once the ruqya has been done, khalas, the job is finished. Regardless of who's doing it, regardless of the niyyah of the one who's doing it, which is a big mistake. Plus, now for many reasons, when someone recites the ruqya, for example, which is could be قُلْ عَضُ رَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ عَضُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ, many, you know, ayat. Even with the intention, our minds will be stuck to the fact of the recitation itself. And we forget that the real doer, the real performer of the shifa is Allah, not the Quran. It's not the recitation. Even with the pure intention, it's not the recitation that heals. It's Allah who heals. Why I need this? I need this to correct the following misapplication. One, because Allah is the one who gives me the health, who takes the health from me, and it's just a means of communication to recite the Quran, because the Quran itself does nothing. It's Allah who does. So therefore, miscorrection. If you want to do ruqya, please let the person who does the ruqya be someone whose heart is bent on the person who needs the ruqya. Don't go to any person because he's well known. He might be busy of how much money he will receive from you, not necessarily out of sincerity from his heart. Okay? Because basically, we need a sincere, genuine da'wah so that Allah will respond. It's not just the phenomena of the sound. No. This does nothing. Allah is the one. But how Allah will respond? We need ikhlas. From whom? Either from the person who is in need or the one who's doing the ruqya, or both. Or actually we need both. Imagine, can you imagine someone who's, God forbid, holding some kind of atheist doubts against Allah and he's facing a health problem? If his mother is reciting ruqya on him, anything will happen? Definitely no. He's a rude person with Allah. He does not accept his existence. He's fighting Allah. Even if his mother is reciting, his mother will receive the ajr for her niyyah. But he himself, nothing. He's a waqih with Allah. He's refusing Allah. So ruqya will do nothing. I myself must be accepting this concept. Either I do the ruqyah, and by the way, the best thing you yourself to do the ruqyah for yourself. The best. Because no one knows how what kind of suffering except yourself. But let's imagine for whatever reason your kid, you something, ra'ah, the mother, the father, the sister, the brother, the husband, the wife, but not someone else, even if he's good and nice. Not necessarily. Can you imagine anyone else rather than you as a father or a mother will have this kind of amazing, you know, fear on your child like someone else? It's impossible. By nature, it's impossible. So from one angle, we need sincerity, okay? So that the text will be, if I may put it, to be activated by Allah. Because the text does nothing. It's Allah who
does it,
okay? Now, in general, let's come to the other concept now. Ruqya in general, for hasad, for sihr, for ayn, whatever. People, they are stuck with the recitation and they don't pay attention to the fact. I remember once I was in one of the TV channels in Jordan. If you remember those, Dajjalin, Musha'udin, what's the name in English?
Sorcerers.
Sorcerers.
Magician. Magician, no. Psychic people. You know, if you remember about 10 years ago or more, we used to have some of the night on the night sets, Fadaiyat Sha'wada. They talk about healing the people through reciting the Quran, Abu Ali, Ali, Mush'arfmin, Fadaiyat. They used to put their hand, if you remember, on the screen. Yalla ya umflana, put your hand. Yalla akla, blah, 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 blah. They used to have this kind of crystal things. And they mix magic with Quran, with some. And people, you know, from the Arab world, they used to, by the way, the one phone call, 1 minute, $3. Sometimes they keep in hold for 10 minutes waiting. Every minute by $3. And at the same time, maybe 1,000 persons, they are online. Can you imagine? Millions of dollars. Sha'wadi, Dajjal, cheating the people. So subhanAllah, I was invited on the Jordanian official TV channel to talk about these TV channels. You know, they misled the people. And unfortunately, out of ignorance, the people that used to believe in these things, unfortunately, which is a big mistake from faith of you. By the way, this could lead to shirk. Yes, to associate something with Allah. So subhanAllah, you know, the presenter, she was asking me, what do you think about those people? So I gave this example, I remember. I did not have a Quran with me. At that time, I just had a piece of paper. But let's do it exactly like this, to imagine the example, to make it in short. This is what? Quran, okay? Mus'haf, it contains the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said, look to the example to understand the concept. Imagine that I'm holding the whole Mus'haf with me and someone who's holding a machine gun against me and he wants to kill me physically and mathematically. If he's pointing the machine gun and he started shooting me, do you think the Quran will prevent me from being killed?
No.
Physically. No. It will go and I will be hurt. Allahu Akbar, the Quran. Ya Ammi, in this context, this is just paper and ink. But the Quran, it's paper and ink in this context. Type. This is the first example. To continue the concept. I do not have the Quran. And I do not memorize anything from the Quran except Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wal Asr. Imagine that I'm a very simple, humble, naive person, ignorant. And someone is directing his machine gun towards me, telling me, look, I will do so and so, whatever. And I have a true faith in Allah. And I said, Ya Allah, if I deserve, Ya Rab, protect me from this criminal. If it does not go against God's will, I'm not reciting the Quran and I don't know the Quran. But I believe that Allah is the one who's controlling the universe. And sincerely, I asked Allah, without even reciting the Quran, what do you think might happen? Maybe an earthquake will happen, and this person will die while I'm looking at him, and I will not be touched. Maybe the machine gun will stop. Maybe he will be freezed. Maybe he will be paralyzed tens of things if Allah decided, because I deserve. So the point is, now the first example, if if my mind is stuck physically, the Quran. No. Quran does nothing. It's Allah. It's just a means of communication between us and Allah. Allah has asked us through Prophet Muhammad Mu'awwidat, for example. Okay, for Adrub al-Falaq, for Adrub al-Nas. Actually, the Mu'awwidat, they do nothing if you don't believe and you don't deserve. And the one who performs the act is Allah, not the recitation, not the Quran itself. So let's not miss this concept. When we talk about sadaqah, about healing the people who are sick or ill, about helping, about ruqya, about protecting ourselves. Because some people, they say, okay, you have to do, you know, to protect your children. Read them out with that always. You do this and we go. Wait. Is it true that your heart is genuinely connected with Allah and you believe that He is the protector? If this is the reality, I can give you the glad tidings. Even if you forgot to recite, even if you don't know how to recite, the action will be done. But if I'm reciting while my mind is busy with something else, or simply I don't care, or I don't believe, practically, okay, and all the time I'm doing just as a sound, here comes the critical point. So please, let's review our status with regard to what degree really we trust that Allah is the one who heals and that Allah is the one who protects. Otherwise, we are just wasting part of our time by going to this sheikh and that sheikh, this ruqya and the ruqya. The time does not help me to tell you about some of those people, you know, how bad things they do just to earn money, and they make benefit of the ignorant people. So genuinely from my heart, I do the ruqya by myself with a sincere effort that I believe. If this does not contradict with the big will of Allah against something for something else, like turuq istijabat al-du'a, they will say response, be sure that you will receive response. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum.